Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this episode, I want to talk about the way of the Financial Samurai, core principles for achieving financial independence and living your best life. So over the years, many readers have asked, what does it take to become a financial samurai? Do you have a set of core principles to follow? I resisted putting anything formal together because to do so felt a little bit arrogant and presumptuous. I mean, seriously, financial samurai, the core principles? I don't know. But after almost 10 years of running Financial Samurai and having literally over 1,000 people ask me the same thing, it would now be wrong not to. Now that I'm a father, I regularly think about how to ensure taking care of my son and wife if I were to die prematurely. I know it sounds morbid, because it is, but things change, priorities change once you become a parent. You think not only of yourself, but of your family. It's everything from eating the right food, to exercising, just to staying fit and healthy in general so you can live long enough to see them grow up and be their own independent adults. In addition to getting a will, life insurance, and setting up a revocable living trust, it's a good idea to expand Financial Samurai so that somebody can take over or contribute to the platform regularly under these principles once I'm gone. Financial Samurai is not just me. Financial Samurai is a way of life. To be a financial samurai is to be someone who follows these five principles. 1. Never fail due to a lack of effort, because effort requires no skill. You can fail because of superior competition, bad luck, or poor execution, but you cannot fail because you didn't try your best. When you look back on your life, your biggest regrets will be the things you didn't do and the things you half-assed. Even the little things are important to put maximum effort into. 2, always maintain an abundance mindset instead of a scarcity mindset. There are literally trillions of dollars in the world for the taking. There is no reason why you can't build your own fortune. Focus on wealth creation through investing and entrepreneurship rather than just being frugal. There's only so much you can save, but there's an endless amount you can make. 3, nobody will save you, so you must save yourself. The world can be a very difficult place. We will inevitably face hardships along our path to financial independence. Most people are just too busy fighting their own fires to help fight yours. Think about your health, accidents. These things happen all the time, and out of the blue, you can be the most prepared person, but bad things just happen. So by accepting that nobody will bail us out, you know, not your rich uncle, not your rich aunt, not your parents, not the government, we will end up doing our best work because we will have no other choice. 4, you only deserve what you have earned. There's no better feeling than working hard for your success. Pity the people who have everything given to them. Let go of your need to compare. You will never fully know how hard they tried or didn't try to achieve their results. Please eradicate entitlement mentality. 5, always give without asking for anything in return. Give your time, give your money, give your kindness to those in need. You never know what someone is going through. Constantly smile, and you'll find that strangers will smile right back at you for no good reason at all. Eventually, people can't help but want to help you succeed. By embracing these 5 core principles, you will adopt the way of the financial samurai. And here are 10 specific goals of the financial samurai that you should all try. 1, save until it hurts every month. If the amount of money you're saving each month doesn't hurt, you're not saving enough. A lot of folks go through life 10 years from now thinking they're doing okay, and they realize, I should have saved more because there's not that much left in the bank account. Once your savings amount stops hurting, it's time to save a little more. Your mission is to then invest the majority of your savings in risk-appropriate asset classes for the long term. 2, always max out your 401k, IRA, 403b, and all those pre-tax retirement accounts. There's no excuse not to take full advantage of tax-advantageous vehicles. Tax is your greatest ongoing liability. Your goal is to defer and minimize taxes for as long as possible. 3, build a net worth equal to 20 times or greater than your average gross income. Once you have built a net worth of such magnitude, you will finally feel true financial freedom. 4, generate a passive income stream that covers 100% of your best life expenses. True financial freedom can also be attained when all your expenses are covered, whether your net worth is 20 times your annual gross income or not. So it's up to you to judge. 5, never quit, get laid off. When it's time to finally leave your job, negotiate a severance instead of quitting. If you quit, you're not eligible for unemployment benefits, WARN Act pay, a severance, or subsidized health care. Given pensions are becoming rarer, you must create your own pension. The abundance mindset is key to achieving a successful negotiation. You deserve better as an employee. Just know this. 6, live a life of purpose as soon as possible. Financial samurais do not just sit passively and let life beat them up. If they're unhappy with the situation, they're going to do something to fix it. They take action to make life better, no matter how uncomfortable the path. No job is worth doing if you don't give it at least a 7 out of 10. Take career risks. Start a business on the side. Constantly be exploring new opportunities. Never settle. 7, empower those who are struggling or feel forgotten. In every city and town across the world, there is someone who needs a helping hand. Roughly 20% of people have disabilities that makes their lives a little to a lot more difficult. Despite being the wealthiest nation on earth, the poverty rate in the United States is still between 11 to 15%. A financial samurai does not turn a blind eye, but instead finds ways to help every single week. 8, fight ego by practicing stealth wealth. It's only natural to want to shout from the rooftops how much you make, how much you are worth, and how successful you are. Instead, do so in moderation, preferably only when explaining a situation to help someone else. Never fully reveal the full extent of your wealth or success, no matter how big or small it is. All you're going to do is make others feel bad about themselves and attract unwanted negativity by overly boasting about your wealth. 9, never confuse brains with a bull market. Always differentiate between luck and skill. In a long bull market like the one we're in right now, it's easy to think you are the greatest investor on earth. In a bear market, it's easy to think yourself a fool and discredit all your hard work. The luckier you are, the harder you should work and give back, because eventually your luck will turn, so you will need to be prepared. 10, and finally, create a perpetual giving machine. Establish something that will keep on giving long after you are gone. Perhaps it is by creating an archive of podcasts for your daughter and her daughters to listen to. Perhaps it is by creating a scholarship fund at your school, or maybe you're willing to open up in an article about a personal difficulty that can help others overcome their own grief. Giving is the most pure form of joy you will ever experience. It's been quite a journey since Financial Samurai started in 2009. Millions of readers have come to share their opinions, and it has allowed Financial Samurai to grow and to evolve. We'll continue to explore different topics of interest. We'll continue to view different opinions with open minds. No, we are not going to be easily triggered by opinions or things that differ from what we believe in, because again, that is not the way of the Financial Samurai. Financial Samurai is a way of life, not a level you finally attain. It's a way of life that I personally want to live, and I would love my son to live as well. I cannot be more excited to see where the next 10 years takes us. I thought I'd probably be done in 2019 because that would be officially my 10-year anniversary. But now with a son, I think it's important to demonstrate my beliefs through consistent action. So thanks so much everyone for coming along for this incredible journey. Every single week, every single day, I'm excited to wake up and listen to what y'all have to say, and to read and to learn from the entire community. I'm excited every single day to try to come up with something new to talk about, some important matters that can help us and help other people. Thanks so much again.